From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. The Canadian film Monsieur Lazare tells the story of a teacher who steps into a job no one else wants. It was nominated for an Oscar this year for Best Foreign Language Film. Though the movie began as a one-man play, critic Bob Mondello says the filmmakers have populated an entire Montreal middle school with intriguingly complicated characters.
At the start of a bright, sunny day that seems otherwise like any other day, a popular teacher is found dead in her classroom. It was suicide. The school is traumatized, especially that teacher's students, and by the next day, the principal is at her wit's end, trying to find someone willing to take the class. So Bashir Lassar's offer to teach comes at just the right moment.
Bashir veut dire porteur de bonnes nouvelles.
Telling his students his name means bearer of good news, Bashir Lazare is a 50-something Algerian immigrant with a neatly trimmed goatee, tragedies of his own that he doesn't want to talk about, and some rather old-fashioned ideas about the classroom. He wants all the desks in straight rows, for instance.
On va placer les pupitres en rangée bien droite.
Which inspires much pushing and scraping. And his status as a dinosaur is cemented when he uses a passage from Balzac to test the writing ability of his 11-year-olds. The vocabulary being a bit beyond them, he has to do some explaining.
Une chrysalide.
A chrysalis, he tells them, is that stage between caterpillar and butterfly when the insect is in a fragile cocoon preparing to spread its wings and fly.
Comme vous.
Like you.
Parle comme Balzac.
He talks like Balzac, notes young Simon to giggles, but their new teacher has gotten it exactly right. The school is a protective cocoon, or should be, and he needs to get the kids back to spreading their wings. How he does that and what it costs him is the heart of Philippe Falardeau's enormously engaging movie, which centers on the difference between Lazare's approach to grieving, born of his own suffering in Algeria, and that of the school, where everyone avoids talking about what happened and teachers aren't allowed to make physical contact with students who seem desperate for a hug. Actor Mohamed Falag, who is himself an exile from Algeria, makes Lazare both a sensitive and an amusing figure, and the kids are just terrific, especially Emilion Neron as a little boy who carries the guilt of the whole school on his shoulders. It's easy to imagine Monsieur Lazare becoming pat and sentimental in the wrong hands, full of teaching moments about immigration and grief and building bridges. But the filmmakers are clear-eyed, and so is their lovely, provocative movie. I'm Bob Mondello.